let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Water pollution leads to the deaths of millions each year. In fact, more than 3.5 million die annually from water-related diseases. And 844 million people worldwide do not have clean drinking water. To help combat the problem, Philippe Cousteau Jr., grandson to the legendary Jacques Cousteau, founded the environmental organization Earth Echo International and launched the annual Earth Echo Water Challenge, which enlists schools, businesses, individuals to test water quality and share the data to help make their communities healthier and more sustainable. Philippe is an environmentalist, multi-Emmy-nominated TV host and producer, author, speaker, social entrepreneur, and along with his wife Ashlyn, stars of Travel Channel's hit series Caribbean Pirate Treasure, host and executive producer of the syndicated TV series Awesome Planet, and Philippe Cousteau Jr. joining us to discuss his global movement to protect critical water resources and what you can do. Philippe, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, it's such a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Talking about the Earth Echo Water Challenge, it runs annually on March 22nd, United Nations World Water Day, through the December 31st, comprised of three simple components that anybody could really get involved in their communities. Talk about the three easy steps as part of this challenge.
Well, Rick, the Earth Echo Water Challenge is a terrific program that's really designed to engage people in being part of the solution. You know, we read headlines all over the world, here in the United States as well, about communities that have, you know, poor water quality, people suffering. And we designed the program to really be a simple way for people to be proactive. Three steps: test, share, protect. And the whole program is designed to allow community groups, schools, lots of schools participate in this, lots of companies, actually. Increasingly, we've got lots of companies like Xylem, Watermark, and Baxter International that are participating in this program as volunteerism programs. So folks can take this to their companies, to the businesses they work for. Lots of individuals, families, they get a simple test kit. They go out into their community, find out where their water's coming from, because, of course, Rick, knowledge is power, and test the quality of that water. Then they upload, they share that data online to a global community, 146 countries, 1.5 million people participated in this program, and then they can take action to ensure that either the quality of water in their community is maintained and is high quality for them and their families, or, as we've had a lot of communities around the country and around the world determine, oh my goodness, there's some issues here with this water, find out what's causing that problem and work to improve and to fix it. So it's simple. Monitorwater.org is the website where people can participate. And, you know, Rick, I get people particularly coming up with Earth Day here in just a couple weeks asking me all the time, what can I do? And, you know, I grew up with was fortunate to have an incredible grandfather and my mother as well, who would take us outdoors and engage with us and explore the world around us. And we want to give that opportunity to families and to people all over the world. And the Earth Echo Water Challenge does just that.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned share. Talk about that aspect of it. And you've got a portal, and basically you take your information, you share it with others, and that's beneficial to them as well in what they're going to do and how they do it in their communities.
Yeah, so, you know, the terrific thing that technology affords us now is an opportunity to bring people together, to gather information and aggregate that in a single place to start getting a snapshot, both in one point in time and over time, of water quality. In this case, water quality around the world. And that's really, really important because millions and millions and millions of people around the world, both in this country and in other countries, face a daily situation where they don't have access to clean water. I mean, we've seen it in Flint, Michigan. We've seen it in places in Tennessee and West Virginia from pollution from coal mines, where people have been living off bottled water for years at a time because they can't trust the water in their local watershed to be clean and safe to drink. We've seen it here in California. We've seen it all over the country where people are dealing with a water crisis in their backyards and in their own community. And so, you know, being able to share that and be part of a global movement is really terrific.
And information at monitorwater.org. Got about a minute or so left. It's interesting because severe weather, especially here in the United States, is rampant. We're still in this part of the year battling severe weather. That really has consequences, doesn't it, on our water resources?
It really does. You know, not only is it an infrastructure issue, it can also be a disaster issue. I mean, look at places like Houston with the big storms that come through and cause leaks and flooding and can impact and damage local water supplies for years. And so being vigilant, having tools like the Earth Echo Water Challenge is really about putting the power in the hands of individuals to go out and make sure that the water that they and their families are consuming is healthy and safe. And that's really what started this program and why we're so excited about it.
And how it's grown. It's in, I think you said, what, 146 countries, 1.5 million volunteers. And you can, too. It really starts in your community. And you can get all the information by going to the website monitorwater.org. We're talking about the annual Earth Echo Water Challenge. With us on the program, Philippe Cousteau, Jr. Once again, the website is monitorwater.org. Philippe, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Rick, thank you so much for having me. Have a terrific rest of your day.
This Week in America, you'll find all the information online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.